This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. As immigration questions rock the presidential campaign, an influential group of local politicians is taking a new approach. The U.S. Conference of Mayors has launched what it's calling the Latino Alliance to tackle issues facing that community in American cities. From the Marketplace desk at OPB, Mitchell Hartman reports.
New evidence of Latinos' political clout comes from U.S. Census data just released. Hispanics now make up 17.5% of U.S. population, up from 16% just since 2010. Tom Cochran of the U.S. Conference of Mayors says the Latino Alliance wants to make sure those census numbers aren't undercounting Hispanics and shortchanging cities.
Because if people are living in your city and they need health care and they need this and they need that, and there are federal grants coming down, it's unfair for cities to have to take care of those people using our regular funding.
And Texas economist Ray Perryman says his research shows undocumented immigrants mostly work on the books and aren't a drain on government coffers.
In fact, the federal government makes that very well because there's a lot of taxes paid and very few benefits paid back.
One thing the mayors can't do, move comprehensive immigration reform. That's up to Congress, which is firmly gridlocked on the issue. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.